This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the record gas production in the country and said self-reliance in the energy sector is very important in achieving the resolve of a developed India. His remarks came in response to a post by Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri stating that the country has achieved a new record in the field of gas production. The gas production in 2020-21 was 28.7 BCM and increased to 36.43 BCM in 2023-24. The data shared by the Union Minister projected that the gas production in 2026 will be 45.3 BCM. In a post on social media, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of the country for this achievement. He said this record in gas production is a direct proof of our commitment in this direction. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has announced the procurement of all crops in the state at minimum support price MSP. Addressing BJP's Vijay Shankhnad rally in Kurukshetra, Mr. Saini said the state government is currently procuring 14 crops at MSP. He said the state government has also decided to waive off outstanding canal water irrigation charges known as Abiyana worth 133 crore rupees. Chief Minister said BJP government has also decided to discontinue the Abiyana system, which will benefit farmers to the tune of 54 crore rupees per annum. Mr. Saini also announced the payment of pending compensation worth 137 crore rupees within a week to farmers who suffered crop damage because of natural calamity in Rohtak, Nuh, Fatehabad and Sirsa before 2023. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up further discussion today on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25. The readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 is likely to be introduced in the Lok Sabha. In Rajya Sabha, the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 is scheduled to be introduced. The House is also slated to take up discussion on the working of Agriculture Ministry. In Kerala, 8 unidentified bodies of the victims of the Wayanad landslide were interred at Puttumala last night. All religion prayers were held before the bodies were interred. Protocols laid down by the government were followed and more bodies are expected to be taken up for burial today. State Ministers K. Rajan, O. R. Kelu, A. K. Sasindran, M. B. Rajesh were among those who paid last respects. The Wayanad District Authority said all schools will reopen from today, barring the ones designated as relief camps and those functioning as relief collection centres. Meanwhile, State Revenue Minister K. Rajan said more army men and 4 specially trained dogs will be airlifted from Meerut to assist the search operations, which entered the 7th day today. External Affairs Ministry has strongly advised Indian nationals against travelling to Bangladesh till further notice in view of ongoing developments in the neighbouring country. In its advisory, the Ministry has urged all Indian nationals presently in Bangladesh to exercise extreme caution and restrict their movements. They have been asked to remain in contact with the High Commission of India in Dhaka through their emergency phone numbers. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Light to moderate rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, West Rajasthan and East Uttar Pradesh during 2 days. The weather agency has also forecast isolated to scattered rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the week. IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand on 6th and 7th August. Light rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over East India during the week. Very heavy rainfall has been forecast at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh from 7th to 9th of this month. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a 4th medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. Saina Nehwal and P.V. Sindhu are the only 2 female shuttlers to win an Olympic medal for India in badminton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.